Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the fourth Aliyah in Parshas Bahar. That's Parak Chaf Hey, Pasuk Chaf Hey. And the Pasuk says, Ki Yamach Achicha, if your brother becomes impoverished, he becomes poor, Umachar Me'achuzasai, and he sells his field, he sells his inheritance, Ubaga El Akarv Elov, and his redeemer who's closest to him comes along, Vigal, Es Mimkar Achiv, and he redeems that which his brother sold. So let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Chaf Hey, to see what we're talking about. Ki Yamach Achicha Umachar, Malamas teaches us, She'ain Adam Rashai Limkar Sadeo, a person is not to sell his field, Ela Machmas Doichak Aini, only because he is poor, he doesn't have any money. Me'achuzase, from his achuz, v'loy kula, he's not allowed to sell the entire thing. Limdatar derecher, the Torah teaches us derecher is the proper way to act. She'ishayer sadal atzmai, a person should leave a field for himself. He shouldn't sell everything that he has. V'galas mimkar achev, and he redeems his brother's sale. V'ein olakech achol akev, and again, the buyer is not able to prevent him from redeeming this field. And let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Chavav. V'ish ki lo yeloi goyel. Let's say a person doesn't have redeemer. V'hisigo yadeh, however, his hand suffices, meaning he came across the means in order to redeem it himself. And he found enough in order to redeem the field himself. So he should calculate the years of his sale, and he shall return the extra to the man that he sold it him, and then he could go back to his achuza. However, if he does not have the amount of money that is requiring him to redeem it, so then his sale remains by the person who purchased it until the Yovel year, the Yatzaba Yevil, and it goes out in the year of Yevil, Shavla Achuzasi, and it returns to being his Achuzah, he gets his field back. And let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Chavav. Ve'ishki lo yeh lo gayel. We have a person who doesn't have a redeemer. Rashi asks, V'chiyeshcha adam b'Yisrael, she'en lo gayelim. Is there anyone in Klal Yisrael that doesn't have anyone to redeem his field? He has no relatives. Only a ger has no relatives. And a ger doesn't have an Achuzah because he didn't inherit anything from his father and his grandfather and his great grandfather. Ella, Rashi explains, what's the Pasuk talking about? Gayel Shiyucha Ligalim Kari. It's someone who's able to redeem his own thing that he sold. He doesn't need to rely on one of his relatives to redeem it for him because he could redeem it himself. Now let's take a look at the next pasuk in Rashi. V'chisav eshneim kare, and he should calculate the years of his sale. How does this calculation go? Kamashanim hayuad yovel. How many years were there until the yovel? Asks the seller to the buyer. Kach v'kach, there was this number of years. And how much did I sell it to you for? V'kach v'kach, for a certain amount. Asid hayisal achzir b'yovel. You were going to end up returning this field to me at yovel. Nimtzes kainem misbar tvuos kifi cheshbin shel kol shana. That turns out that you bought the number of crops that this field would have produced based off of each year. You had these crops for 3 or 4 years. So take out that money from the cheshbin, and take back the rest. If he sold it for $100 for 10 years until Yovel, and now 3 years have elapsed, so that means that every year is $10. So he pays him 70 for the 7 years left, and he gets his field back. And Vizehu, this is what the next pasuk meant, Veheshev Esa'odef, he returns that which is extra, B'dmei HaMekach, the purchase price, Al-Achil Sha'achla, based off of what he already ate, V'yitnim L'Lekech, gives it back to the buyer, L'Ish Asher Machar Lai, to the man whom he had sold it, HaMeicher Shezeh Balagala, the seller who comes to redeem it. And the next pasuk in the Chumash had said, let's say he doesn't have enough money to pay him. Rashi tells us, Dei Hashiv Lai, sufficient means to repay him, Mikan from here, we learn She'en Goel L'Chatzayin, meaning, let's say he only has enough money to redeem half of the field and not the entire field, that doesn't work. He's got to redeem the entire field, the amount of time that's left until Yovel. And the last Rashi in Aliyah says, Achnasa Yovel, until the Yovel year, Shalai Yikanis Losech Isa Shana Klum, that he should not enter that year at all, meaning he does not enter the Yovel year not having his field back. Shah Yovel Mashamit Mitchilasai, because Yovel is Mashamit, meaning it releases the field back to the original owner in the beginning of the year and not at the end of the year. We're going to stop here for the day.